Grace to you and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As you know, obviously, we are celebrating the baptism of our Lord. And I'd just like to read to you from the gospel lesson for today, Matthew chapter 3, the last portion of what Matthew has to say about Jesus' baptism. Now, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." I'm sure that most of you will agree that there are those times that children have a tendency to do whatever they can in order to get under the skin of adults, especially children getting under the skin of their parents. I just remember my two children. If there's the one thing that I despised the most, it was the fact that the two of them, it seemed like they were constantly fighting. Well, one day I finally had enough. And I took both of them and threw them into our bedroom. And I said to them, "Okay, you guys beat yourselves up. Whichever one of you comes out alive, you'll be my child. The other one, I guess, we'll just bury back there in the backyard." Well, you should have just seen their mouth. Oh, you know. Well, it was quiet for about 5 minutes. And then they opened the door and they came out with these very contrite hearts. "Oh, Daddy, we'll never fight again. We promise you, you'd never fight again." "Oh, well, okay, we'll see. We'll see how you will do." 15 minutes later, they were fighting downstairs. So, oh man, I was really upset. So I go downstairs, and just as I'm about ready to let them have it, I look in their eyes. And their eyes have this devilishly looking grin in them. In other words, they were doing this just to give me a hard time. Boy, I really wanted to give it to them then, you know. But you know, I think that children, even more so, really try to go out of their way in order to please adults. I mean, think of the child who will bring in an apple or flowers or something to his or her teacher. Why? To please the teacher. Or think about that child who hates doing homework when he or she comes home, never does homework when he or she comes home, and all of a sudden, he or she comes home, and without saying a word, they do their homework first before going outside. Or what about that child who gets up in the morning and automatically cleans his or her room? I'll never forget the time that my two children, Carolee was working in the evening, and they volunteered on their own to clean the house. I took their temperature to make sure they weren't sick. They weren't. And they cleaned the house, kind of, but it was the thought that counted. Why? Why were they doing this? They were doing it because they wanted to please. And you know, when that teacher gives that smile, or when the parent praises the child, or whatever it may be, the happy face that comes on those children, the joy that they have, they do what they did out of love. And they can see that love returned. You know, I got to tell you that adults are no different. Certainly, we adults at times do things in order to get under the skin of other people. We do that with those that we don't like. Maybe we husbands try to do that with our wives, but I don't suggest it, okay? But at the very same time, we as adults will certainly go out of our way to do things to please others, whether it be our spouse, our children, our friends, or whatever. But what I think is really, truly amazing is that among Christians, the number one person, the number one entity that Christians really want to please is none other than the Lord God. That's right, the Lord God. It was interesting that a pastor of a large Presbyterian church down in Florida asked his parishioners why they attended church. And a whopping 70-some percent of them said that they were coming in order to please God, to make God happy. A Lutheran pastor once asked his church council why each one of the individuals had volunteered to serve on the church council. And once again, about 60 to 70% of them said, because they wanted to please God. The other 30 said because they were railroaded, but the 70% said to please God. And you know, you will find so many Christians who will really go out of their way in order to show love for their neighbor, to help their neighbor, to support one another in the church. On and on it goes. And in their minds, it's in order to please God, to make him happy. And I'm going to tell you at this point that in one way, that is correct. That is right. Or it could be 100% wrong. It all depends upon motivation. As I said, and as you know, today we celebrate the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we heard the account of Jesus being baptized, certainly we are reminded of the fact that we ourselves were baptized. We may have been baptized as infants, maybe as children, maybe as adults. Really doesn't matter, but we were baptized. There came a point where we were brought and water was either sprinkled, poured, maybe we were immersed in it. And someone, usually the pastor, although anybody can baptize, said, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. But why? Why were we baptized? What is this baptism all about? You know, I think it's interesting that there are various views about this. Some people will say that the reason we get baptized is simply because God commands it. And there is no doubt that God commands it. Jesus, before he ascended into heaven, said, go and make disciples of all nations. Doing what? Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. It is a command. And we are following a command by being baptized. But is that all there is? If that's all we think there is, we're missing a lot. Some will go a little bit further and say that, well, baptism is also a confession of faith. And it is. When we're baptized, we are, in fact, confessing that we believe in God as revealed in the Scriptures. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in particular, we are confessing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, as well as the Son of Man and our Savior. We are confessing that we, because of our sin, were lost and we could not save ourselves. We could not have a relationship with God. We were condemned to hell. But Jesus, Because he came to this world, and because he carried our sins to the cross, because he suffered and died and rose again, defeated sin and death and the devil once and for all. And that by our God-given faith in Jesus, those sins are gone. We're God's children. We're heirs of eternal life. Yeah, that's what we're confessing. But once again, if that's as far as it goes, we're still missing part of baptism. There's a short sentence. It's found in the first letter of Peter. It talks about Noah and the flood. And then he writes this. And now baptism also saves you. I got to tell you, that, you want to talk about controversy? Just bring that one up and you will have war going on between all the different denominations in Christianity. I don't want to get into that. But I really believe that part and parcel of what Peter is doing here is to remind us exactly as to what had taken place in our baptism as explained by Paul. You see, Paul said that when we were baptized, when the water was put upon us, and the word with God was spoken, the power of the word, working through the water, united us with Jesus Christ. When you and I were baptized, Paul says we were united into Christ's death. What did Jesus do when he died? He suffered and died on the cross for what purpose? To win for you and for me the forgiveness of sins. And so what we are being told is that we're united with Christ into his death through baptism. Sin is washed away. Another means by which sin is washed away, as water cleanses us from the dirt, so the water of baptism, because of the word, cleanses us from the dirt of sin. And then he went on and he says that we were also united with him in his resurrection. As Christ was raised from the dead, so we have been raised. Raised to what? Raised to a new life. No longer are we opposed to God and enemies of God. No, we're a new creation. We are his children. We are his people. And we are a people that will continue to be his until that time that we will live with him forever in heaven. Do you remember after Jesus came out of the water, the Holy Spirit descended upon him? That was important because, you see, that identified him as the Savior, fulfillment of the Old Testament lesson. But then there are these glorious words. The Father declares, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." When each and every one of you, and when I was baptized, do you know what happened? God said, "I love you. You are my son. You are my daughter. With you, I am well pleased. And I will make sure that you will be mine forever." What a gift. So why do we strive to please God? Well, if we're trying to earn it, we're going to be sorely disappointed, because God says, "Hey, be perfect Can you be perfect for an entire day? Have you been perfect for the past hour? For the past 5 minutes? I haven't. Can't do it. Can't earn anything from God. Not even a little special blessing because of our sin. However, once we realize that simply out of the love and grace of God, He is well pleased with us, it becomes a different story. We respond. Because He is pleased with me, because of His love, now I want to please Him. He's risen me to a new life. Now I want to please Him. Yes, I want to really try to love Him with all my heart. Yes, I want to really try to love my neighbor as myself. Yes, I really want to try to support my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Yes, I really want to try to forgive someone that I've really had a hard time forgiving. Yes, I want to try to stop saying things when people are bugging me on the road when I'm driving. Yes, I want to stop saying that people are idiots. I want to follow God's will. We'll all fail because we're still people here on this earth. But don't forget your baptism. Even when we fail, you're still forgiven. He's still saying, I love you. You're mine. I'm still pleased with you. You're mine now and forever. Praise be to God for this gift of baptism. Amen.